George's parents built that house in 1928 with a Sears and Roebuck kit they bought in town. Grandma owned all the land out behind the creek, and when a need came, Dad helped everyone around. Mom became the rock they'd need the day her husband died, as he helped the church nearby take down a tree. George was just 14 the day he had to face the world, with his father gone and 7 mouths to feed. The world can turn you bittersweet and dissatisfied, which is something that just never crossed his mind. So every morning up by dawn, down the road in someone's barn, George milked the cows before he went to school. When the teacher rang the bell, he would walk back to that farm till 7 or whenever he was through. Then he'd head home down that tar and gravel road with a dollar and a half gallon milk for Mom. He'd curl up in old soft chair while she put his supper on, and the next thing he knew, she'd wake him up at dawn. And the world can turn you bitter and dissatisfied, which is something that just never crossed his mind. It's a small, small world. If your heart is open for a song, all around this earth, one thing's certain, he's for sure, there's more people that will treat you right than wrong. His mom lived to wake George up each day for work. She was the drive that kept the family on their feet. One day George said, "You don't need to help me anymore," but he took it back as tears streamed down her cheeks. Well, there came 39 years of rigging steel and crushing slag, with 4 years of the army in between. 90 times around the sun and counting, almost 100 trips across this earth and all that he has seen. It's a small, small world. If your heart is open for a song, all around this earth there's one thing that he knows for sure, there's more people that will treat you right than wrong. There's no road on the Great Wall of China like George imagined, just ups and downs and stairs to where the guards used to keep watch. And that one sightseeing American, George, when the Chinese family backed away and they turned their backs and hurried off. But just a minute later, they came back with their little girl. You see, they'd gone to get her just for George. She looked up with deep brown eyes and opened her mouth in perfect American and said, "I speak English. Can I speak it with you, sir?" And he's taken trips to El Salvador to build houses, paint a church, and do what he could to help out. He once met a woman in Thailand, and she was a German. She'd been born next to his great-grandfather's hometown. Speaking of his great-grandfather, way before George's time, his great-grandparents left their village in Germany for the United States. And now Route 2 goes right over their place, Ohio place. It covers up the farm they built on Dewey Road in Amherst. Dewey Road is where George still lives today. Now every pasture's been torn down and back behind the creek are homes. And that tar and gravel road he walked got paved. He's seen the world top to bottom, but he always comes back home to where his parents built in 1928. The world can turn you bitter and dissatisfied, but that's something that just never crossed his mind. It's a small, small world. If your heart is open for a song, all around this earth one thing is certain, he's for sure. There's more people that will do you right than wrong.
All right, thank you, George.